State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
85.
Man, tell them folks what you got working on, Carlo, man. Y'all
I really
ain't
don't be telling
stupid,
them shit,
man.
Because I like them to think that I don't have shit going on.
Right.
I don't really be announcing my shit till it's done.
Right.
I shot a show today. It's a pilot.
Ooh.
But I ain't can't, I don't know. You know how the pilot shit goes.
I know how that shit
goes. The whole shit with the pilots, though, a lot of people get frustrated when the pilots don't get picked up. As an entertainer, you
keep
just want to do a bunch of them bitches. Get that check and run with it. Whether they pick that shit up or not. You think you're going to shoot a pilot and they pick the bitch up next week? That might call you 2 years from now and be like, hey, you remember that shit you and DC did that day where y'all was riding the goddamn bumper cars? They finally picked it up.
It'd be some shit like, you know, the nigga died and I took over, so.
Yeah, we changed
the
name.
Yeah, we changed this shit too.
We changed the name.
Shit called Taxi Drive.
We keeping the shit that y'all did. We just changed it to Taxi Cab.
Mm-hmm, we want it.
Uber drivers. Just got sponsored by this new Uber service.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't heard of it, called Splitlink.
Adidas
they just got $1 billion from Amazon. We're going to put the shit on Amazon. That's how you order the ride, on Amazon. You check out, what the fuck? Mm. Run the check. Oh, the money good.
You still got your Instagram page, though.
You still got it, right?
Okay. Hey, I always say that. You still got your Instagram page, though. All right, because you know we're going to need all them followers. All them followers. I be like, boy, y'all get y'all ass on.
That what's up, man.
We ain't bullshitting with these folk, man. We got some more shit. But that's what I learned about the pitching game. You got to stay in it. Like, I got a show that I had helped create, and you know what I'm saying, the team helped create, that we just let go to waste. You know what I'm saying? When the label didn't want it. When you know what I'm saying? When the TV network didn't want it. But I was so busy, well, I'm like, oh, well. But in the pitching game, anybody that's creative, man, listen.
Right.
When somebody tell you no, no matter what you got going on, even if you busy, keep shopping your
right.
shit.
And always have a bullshit pitch, too.
Right.
Because you can go pitch the hell out your good shit. And they're like, yeah, we like it, but what else you have?
Cool.
Pitch some straight. All right, fuck it. Three gangster niggas is selling lemonade. Mm. But look, these niggas is killers and shit. But they
straight gangsters, though.
Straight gangsters. But they run a dog walking service for the old ladies and shit, man.
At a nursing home.
Come on, man.
Listen here.
Look, the show is about an African-American food bank ran by two white bitches.
Mm-hmm. Used to work at Waffle House.
Come on now. They was Waffle House waitresses. Then they moved to Baskin Robbins.
Mm-hmm. Tore all the ice cream
okay,
machines
Okay, look, check
down.
This out. I feel you. I feel you. But look. This is shit. The pitch is, this the show. Two middle-aged black men.
Listen to them.
They open their own AutoZone.
That when you let a nigga go by itself. Listen to them.
They open their own AutoZone.
Mm-hmm.
They got a funeral home behind it.
Mm-hmm.
That's next door to a barbershop. With the wing spot in the back. They got the whole complex. The show is called The Whole Complex. It's about building relationships in your community while building yourself in your community.
But you forgot to tell them what's gonna sell the movie. Nigga, they get sued by KFC.
Come on. KFC stole the original spices
from
them.
They said they got the chicken in the back.
You know what? We ain't got a pitch there. You know why?
Why?
Because Tyler Perry already won it.
He did, because we did write two emails. That's what. That's look, why they didn't come back to it, because Tyler said he was going to make a play out of it.
It's early.
Right,
but
right.
Will Packer did just follow me on Twitter.
Right,
I know
right.
he know about it.
That's why if y'all going to do something, y'all got to jump on it right now, well, because it's like it's about to be sold. Like, I remember on. That. I remember that.
I'll show you the text in my phone.
I remember that. You know what? I don't even know why we're pitching it, because that's sold.
Wow.
Right.
Pitched
right. Because you know what? They said 2.5. 2.5 million for that.
Tell them the other one.
About 2.5.
Go on, drop the big joke on it.
And you know what? Really, I got another meeting I got to go to. If you busy?
Y'all done?
Because I'm busy. Are you busy? I'm busy. We got another show to go pitch.
Okay, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
This the pitch.
Right.
It's the Instagram models.
Mm.
We putting them all on Facebook.
Mm. They got to know how to get posts, like.
And guess what? This the killing part. They got to do it from a laptop.
And they got to take pictures from the laptop.
I ain't playing. I'm dead ass serious.
They going to get less likes, more pokes.
Come on.
Oh!
She don't even know how to look at the pokes.
She don't even know who poked her.
You better shut your ass
this
up.
This bitch thinking nigga gave her a thumbs up.
Come on. Come on. I got one more before I walk out the door.
What happened?
This one for TLC.
Right.
They got my 600-pound life.
Right.
This one is about all the people who had the gastric bypass
mm-hmm.
and the shit didn't work.
Nigga.
Guess what I'm calling it?
What you calling it?
Getting back fat.
Oh! You know what?
This fall.
We can say that to the Discovery Channel.
Come on.
They'll love that.
Oh, what?
What?
Come on,
man. They trying
man.
To discover everything.
Nigga.
Nigga, that's why we a team. See, this is why. See, my partner, man, that boy, you is cool. That boy is a bad man. Y'all know you're right. You a bad man. Guess what?
I bet you
didn't know I just sold this show.
To crazy part about wouldn't that work?
But listen. They didn't even want to do it, bro. They didn't even want to do it. They told me it's not gonna work. They looked me dead in my face. They were like, DC, listen, it's not gonna work. I said, listen. Waffle House. Where they cooking it? In a restaurant. Listen.
Bro, that's a movie. Waffle House.
They cooking in a restaurant. But guess what I told them? Take them out the restaurant. Put them in a house. Make them make real waffles.
Is this a reality show? Is this a reality show?
Green screen, nigga. Waffles floating everywhere. We got cups of syrup floating there. Man. Put them waitress in a real house and make them make waffles. Waffle House.
You a motherfucking genius, dog.
Put the sign on the house. Lit the whole
The house
hood
is
up.
Actually a Waffle House. Is that what you're telling me right now? That's what you gonna tell me?
Nigga, the top of the roof look like a W.
Open 24 hours.
24/5. They open 24 hours. 5 days a week.
What about the other two?
It's just 24/5.
Chick-fil-A mad already.
Mm-hmm. Cause you know, son, you know, Saturday, Saturday, Saturday like they sell weed though.
Bruh, Chick-fil-A will start opening up on Sunday, at least for breakfast. They want everybody to go to church. How the fuck you gonna go to church hungry, bruh?
Who wanna go to church hungry?
They should at least be open from what, like, to church service start from like 8 to 11.
They so petty, bro. Like, why would you do that?
Why not?
That's just like the famous restaurant, Mrs. Winners.
Come on.
How you Mrs. Winners?
Who is Mr. Winners? You ain't never rode past a Mr. Winners. They been married and she trying to hide this nigga?
Okay, what about Ed Hardy Jr.? Where Ed Hardy Sr.?
Bruh. God damn, bruh.
Hardest. Is it a softie?
What the fuck does that mean? Hardee's.
What's a Hardee? You know where I'm finna go? I'm finna go to Hardee.
Hardee's.
Why I can't go to Softie?
I don't know. They sell ice cream.
Right. Mm. So think about it. Chuckles, you can't even play Chuckles.
Nope.
Got to check them all, everybody.
McDonald's got a sign that say billions and billions served. Who counted?
We get our gas at Raceway. Nobody racing.
Why the fuck it takes so long to go to Quick Trip?
I need another one. You got another one?
Bruh. Shell ain't even by the beach.
Now that's a good one. You know what? LA Fitness, but you in Georgia.
Texas. Florida. Why can't be Georgia Fitness?
What the fuck does BP stand for?
What does it stand for? They just put two damn letters up, and we been calling it BP.
I don't know what the B stand for.
It's a nickname. It's an uncle. BP. It's really a hood nigga. Mm. Got gas station. Don't nobody know it.
Damn.
BP. Think about it. Who the fuck gonna name some gas station BP?
That's
right.
That's Dave's daughter.
Right.
I ain't never seen her though. Why she didn't take over when he died? Wendy supposed to be running Wendy's by now.
Right. Why is it still a little girl
up
there?
I ain't never seen
Wendy. It's supposed to be a grown picture right there.
That's supposed to be a real person.
Real talk. This bitch got three red freckles. You ain't never seen a bitch with no three red freckles.
She got three on both sides. I really thought that was Pippi Longstock when I was growing up.
I did too. Captain D's. Fuck is a Captain D? Is everything got vitamin D in it?
What about that? You ain't never seen nobody pull up.
So who the captain?
I don't know.
Boy.
I think about this type of
I
shit.
I think about
all the time,
a lot of shit, bro. I don't know why this shit be like that sometimes.
Bro, it's all type of shit fuck with me.
For real.
Nigga, Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks damn near the same thing.
Different colors. Honey Nut Cheerio. I ain't never tasted nuts. I only taste the honey.
And then just a little bit. Why they so stingy? Nigga, Cheerios bigger on TV than they are in real life.
Really? And they always say it's good for your heart. Shit, that damn sure ain't good for your throat. Cause I be damn sure about to cough on them soft ass bitches.
You ever notice if you eat too many Cheerios, they get nasty as fuck?
Mm-hmm. They get real soggy. They turn it into skin. Give a bitch the skin and just play with it.
You stupid, bro.
What the fuck is wrong? It's a nigga biting his skin right now. I tell him, this nigga stupid.
We too high, bro. Let me look at the paperwork. See what's going on in the world.
There's some niggas in there like, pause that shit. Like, hell no, bro. Them niggas really going somewhere with this shit.
No. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. This is another rendition. You can't get bro. High as us.
You damn sure okay.
And don't be in the comments talking about, why Los ain't passed that blunt? You don't know this nigga.
Right. I'm literally been looking for my weed for about 10 minutes.
Come on, man.
I just be like, yeah, Lowe's, what you got?
The blunt been over there. Hey, I want to talk about this because it's really getting out of hand.
What happened, bro? Okay, I like when you say, no, I really want to talk about
really
this. I be like, yes.
Because it's getting out of hand.
What do you want to say?
And I feel like we have a big enough platform where enough niggas will hear this.
What do you want to say?
Nigga, when you on social media and you see a nigga talking to a woman, shooting his shot, or whatever the fuck they talking about.
Talk your talk.
Stay your motherfucking ass out the conversation. Don't nobody need
Get
you.
Over there!
Don't nobody need you posting Steph Curry shooting threes from half court and Scottie Pippen missing layups and shit. Mind your motherfucking business.
Nigga all up on the comments.
You don't know, you looking goofy as hell. And they fucking in real life.
Real life.
She curbed the fuck out you, boy. Nigga, she sucked my dick earlier. That's how we play on social media.
Yeah, yes, like we don't know
yes,
each other.
Yeah, she gonna call me an ugly ass boy. Every time I tweet my sad bitch, guess what she say?
What she say?
I'm finna block you. I can't stand you. Ugh, don't start this today. Get the fuck out of my mention. And then it's always some goofy nigga. Oh, you tried that one, OG. Would you shut the fuck up, please? This is not an open conversation, my nigga. It's not that it bothers me, it's just annoying, my
Great
nigga.
Part about it, he watched you wait to see what she gonna respond.
Then follow the bitch.
Then follow
come
me.
On, bruh. Come on.
And then add and be like, I like the way you carry yourself.
Get your ass.
Right, get your ass out of here.
Get your ass out.
That's how you know your partners ain't shit. If you ever go to your side bitch Instagram and look at the likes and four of your homeboys' names is under the picture, quit hanging with them niggas, man.
They watching.
Come on, man.
They watching.
What the fuck is you doing?
They want your bitch.
Not even your bitch. I'm your sad bitch. You creeping on the sad bitch. What type of friend is you?
You that's a low down nigga, man.
It's a low down nigga. These young niggas is bringing the dirty
you
Mac
know how
back.
Low you gotta be to creep on the side, nigga, ho?
Come, bruh.
You gotta be low, low.
You're potting the side,
like,
bitch.
You gotta be so low that you like, man, I can't wait to kick that bitch by herself. Like, you just wait your turn. You like, hey, look, my mom. She don't notice me yet. She don't notice me. Oh!
Better quit. You better watch them old,
hey,
old extra friendly ass niggas, man.
Do you know my name? I thought you gonna keep going, nigga. Do you
that's
know?
That's all I got. I only got those three. You see how them bitches sound exactly the same?
Yeah, you weren't in the band.
That's it. Nah, I wasn't in the band, bro, because they told me if I was in the band, I couldn't play football.
For real? Oh, yeah. So you play football?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that one of them in Christmas the drum little roles right there. You got one little part. They be like, oh, here come my little part.
I should have been in the band. I would have been a cold-ass musician. Nigga.
For real?
Hell yeah.
You look like you to play a saxophone.
Nah, I don't think I would have played no shit like that.
Smooth, bro. Smooth nigga play saxophone, bro.
I just don't like the fucking that.
Cause you ain't blowing on shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean. No, you ain't doing all that.
I ain't no blowing on shit type of nigga.
That's what I'm trying
to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I should have played something. Though.
You would have quit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You know what like, I would have been though? I think I would have been a cold ass xylophone player. Cause the like if yeah nigga the way I would have did it.
You too high to sit there for I know everything. That's symphony, bro. That's orchestra. Not orchestra. That's what the goddamn with the harps and shit. But that's symphony shit, bro. You're not fucking with the xylophone.
Yes, the fuck I am.
You're not learning no scales. That bro, you're not doing that, my nigga.
I be so focused. You're not. When I'm high. Yes, the fuck I am.
You gonna turn the whole
I
party out.
I wanted to be the nigga. I wanted to be the nigga that gets.
I'm like you on xylophones, bro. That's not how you
what?
Do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's some shit you don't see niggas doing. I would have had like three sticks on each hand and played like four different songs, bro. I would have been the coldest xylophone nigga ever. Bro, I'm telling you. Look at that nigga Lowe over there with all them bitches.
I can see
playing that goddamn xylophone. I can't stand that motherfucker. Because you don't even know. If you know how to play the xylophones, that allowed you to play about four different other kinds of fucking
I swear on everything.
Shit.
Niggas who played xylophone was kind of like show favoritism.
Nigga.
They be like, step out the way. He's coming through with the xylophone.
Nigga, I start the song off and hit the little shingle. Sing-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Clink-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling- they don't get that much love because they in the back.
I ain't even got to see the solo yet.
But you know people with xylophone, they be in the back.
Nigga.
They don't never be in the front.
Nigga, no, be over there in the corner.
They be in the back like this. Nobody is seeing me.
Bruh, the way the band set up.
We don't give a fuck about you either, nigga.
The way that the band set up, I'm kind of like in the corner pocket. I already got it envisioned.
Bruh.
And on xylophones, Carlos Smith.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, 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 what?
You crazy as a motherfucker, boy.
That is hilarious.
Nigga, I be on YouTube playing all the trap songs with my xylophone.
Clink, 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 clink.
That's Roscoe clink. Dash.
That Roscoe Dash.
I don't know why I played that one first. I just felt like
I don't know
that
why you played that one first.
Because it'll
bad,
go viral.
Bad choice, Alexa.
It'll go viral. Lying.
Nigga to be like, here, what song that is?
No.
Oh, okay.
It'll come up in conversation. You right. Seen that nigga playing that xylophone that Roscoe Dash?
Boy, you know that.
Boy, you see that shit,
boy. That bad hell, boy.
Yeah.
But see, I used to be so stupid. Even when I played symphony, I never had my drum next to the other drummer because we used to be in the back. So it'd be like, it's rolled up like an orchestra. It's like, ha, ha. You know what I'm saying? Like you in the booth, in the orchestra pit. So the percussion is over there. Nigga, I would take my drum and be all the way on the end.
For real? They you got know how to play me. All of them?
They got to see me.
You know how to play all the drum?
Yeah, I know. Except cool. For the Quince motherfucker. That shit too fab with the wrist
hey,
and
man,
shit.
Hey, man, every week you get on social media and impress the world with you doing some new shit, bro.
I ain't bullshitting these folks.
Run through some shit that you know how to do. Because I done seen you goddamn. I done seen you do it. I done seen the nigga do a backflip.
I can't do a backflip. And I did it in my mind one time. I did it, and when I did it, I said, boy, you did not break your neck.
Let me start over.
Do not do that shit again.
I'm sorry. That Hitman is the nigga that can do that.
Yeah, Hitman can do the backflip.
Hitman, my bad. That was not this.
And
shit.
Black Youngster.
But I done seen this nigga ice skate. I done seen the nigga ski.
I can't do that.
I done seen the nigga do the Chris Brown dance.
I can't do that.
Nigga do comedy.
Yeah.
The nigga to sing.
Right.
I seen the nigga talk to some Jehovah's Witness and make them leave. The nigga know the Bible.
Right. Right. They was white too. They in the hood. I said, whoa.
Hold up, I ain't through. I seen you do your daughter hair.
Right. Clip her skin. I did.
What else? You host?
Shit, I host.
Make movies.
Make movies. I produce beats now.
You making beats?
Yes, sir.
What you call? What's your producer tag?
I don't know. I'm trying to have my girl do. I'm trying to. I want to be sexy.
Right.
Like,
you gotta
DC
have.
DC Nate.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, like it gotta be DC Nate. I don't know how I want it. Fuck. Oh no.
There's a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah. It's like I gotta get.
Because these producer tags been going in. What's your favorite one?
Oh, like DC made it right now. It's DC. Ooh, I don't know. I want to be sexy.
You know my favorite producer tag right now? Take Key. Fuck these niggas up. Whatever come after that, I'm with it.
My homeboy shit. My boy Cree got this shit. Big C made it here for me. But he got Rich Homie saying that shit.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Shit fast.
J-O-N shit tight.
Hey, J-O-N. Yeah, that shit be smooth, y'all. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Hey, J-O-N.
It's probably him.
It probably is. Probably his ass in there talking about eating that he gonna know. Hey, Jimmy. Yeah.
Late night shit. You gotta have a cold producer tag, bro.
Got to. I don't know how I wanna do it.
I don't know what mine would be.
But I wonder, it gotta be something fire that everything can be.
Guess what? We back.
You love me? I love you too. Ooh, get up. Let me see. Now sit down. Sit down.
April 7th, we will be in Denver, Colorado at the Paramount Theater. Carlos Miller, Chico B, DC Young, Fly the 85 South Show will be in the building. You've been asking for us to come, now we coming. We dropping. Get those tickets.
We coming. I'm just letting you know. Don't say I ain't tell you, cause we coming.
It can't be DJ.
My shit had to be stupid though. Don't Carlos drop Gorilla Dick.
Hell nah. Nigga wouldn't even want a nigga fast forward that shit. Nigga rapping on your shit, be like, hey man, take that tag out. He fucked up, nigga. Right, man, that shit. Call her with Gorilla. I can't even repeat that shit. Take that shit out.
That's the thing about a producer tag. You would never even know that unless you was a fan of my beats. Like, what that nigga be saying? Carlos dropped Gorilla Dick. Oh, man, come on,
It gonna be after the nigga made the beat, made the song and everything. He
yeah, everybody already a fan.
Nigga be like, hey, bro, I want you to hear this shit. He gonna be like, hey, bro, what the fuck you just say? He
but
like,
the way you gotta put that shit on there and put, it is gonna go hard. Cause you can't. It's not just gonna be a nigga saying that. It's gonna be some quick 1 minute, 1 second shit.
Right. It gonna be real fast. But the
Carlos
nigga
who, Gorilla Dick.
But the nigga who on the beat ain't gonna know though. But the nigga who on the beat ain't gonna know. It's gonna be the nigga who listening gonna hit. So he gonna be thinking he talking about his song, but he talking about your intro.
The beats is
you
going so
hard.
But
that shit hard, ain't it?
That's what the song is about. Dropping Gorilla Dick on a bitch. That's where it go with the tag. Young man, I fuck with that shit, man. Let me get on that bitch with you. I already got the song called Gorilla Dick. You can get on the end of that bitch if you want to. I just fuck with your mirrors.
Yeah, that's got to be a nigga from Mississippi.
But see, bro, that's the thing about niggas in the South. A lot of niggas in the world do music.
They
but
do
a
music.
Lot of niggas don't do music, bro. Like, nigga fuck with that music.
Heavy.
That's why nigga tell
you. You know how many niggas got mixtape? They ain't got number music on it.
Just music.
Just music.
Straight music.
And they tell you too, buddy, how the music coming out. Hey, you like, man.
Hey, are you flat? I fuck with that music too, boy.
Real top.
That music.
Hey, Carlo, everything y'all boy be dropping on the 85 South, but that shit really be dope music. Y'all need to put out a mixtape. I listen to it. Nigga might be like, look, what I'm listening to right now? We got titties. I'm like, how you got that on the song?
Hey,
like,
boy.
Nigga really be pulling that shit up, bro.
Y'all really need the mixtape of y'all music. Doing song y'all be doing.
Everything y'all be saying, Chico, boy, that nigga's a musical genius, bro. Real talk, he really a producer. He really like a DJ Khaled on the low.
You ain't see a Foot Locker commercial?
Yes, I did. I was looking like a proud ass got that cut. I was just like, what? He like, nigga, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, I love seeing niggas do
me
good.
Too.
And I can see it through the screen. It's like, in the commercial, he like, yeah, fuck niggas.
Right.
Ah, y'all bitch ass niggas thought I was gonna be shit.
Big shout
I'm
out.
I'm on a commercial. Bro, it's beautiful, bro. I just look through the screen like, eat, nigga.
Big shout out to Chico. That's a great look.
You ain't
bro.
Seen the commercial, go look it the fuck up.
Nigga, I know you seen it because I done posted the bitch. You better go look at it. Nigga,
my
I posted the shit.
Don't even work no more. How you reposting?
I'm going to just start sending you shit.
Yeah, man, I be trying, man. I be buying shit. And a year later, the whole app don't even work no more.
Did you buy a new phone?
I got a new phone, but I had to repo weird shit on my shit. But repo weird doesn't stop working.
One thing I know about that app, if you get a new phone, that shit ain't going to work no more.
So you got a whole nother app?
You got to get a whole nother app.
I be scared to put my info in them.
Me too, but fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smoke that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we doing over here with Instagram. I ain't tripping.
You do?
Yeah.
I need
call
one.
Call the ad tomorrow. Call the ad. That's why when I was tripping that day, bugging out, I end up getting connect. Then I say, hit them folks with the email. Because at the end of that shit, they need that shit too. They making money. Instagram
glad.
The only motherfucker that ain't monetizing, but... Them niggas is making the bread.
I'm glad you got your shit back.
Yeah, man, we good. We locked in line.
But what is you doing with the sweatpants combo? That nigga Manuel came on this bitch with an ankle bracelet on, nigga.
He did? Oh, was it Fido?
No.
Like, was it like a charm or some shit? Because, you know, nigga doing that shit, but it got to be the right one.
Nah, don't do that, bro.
Nah, it's a style shit. You know, some nigga know how to wear it, bro.
Oh, for real?
Right, you got to know how to wear it,
bro. Bro, I'm just old as fuck. I just let y'all young nigga have it.
Real talk. I don't see you with no... You,
but this
you with an ankle bracelet and like, fuck you doing, low?
Right. I'm just about... That my last time saying anything about what these other niggas...
Young nigga shit.
My birthday coming up.
Right,
shit.
I feel it. I
just
got
to let y'all young
so
nigga
you really try
it,
to
man.
Figure out a present, but you like ankle bracelet like the present.
I know that. I just know that's bad bitch behavior, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like some shit should be left to the women's.
Right,
let
right.
them have the ankle bracelet. What type of nigga got nice ankles?
It's y'all the summertime.
Y'all niggas be, nigga, you ain't that goddamn hot.
It's
you need your
bro.
Ankles out.
Niggas, bitches is really like, let me see your feet. You like, hold up, bitch, I ain't never got my feet. She like, if you want this pussy, let me see your feet. You like, bitch, I gotta go get these bitches done first. You tripping. This some new shit. If you like bitches and shit, them bitches will tell you what they like. But if you're
only
a real
freak
nigga,
ass nigga walk around with his feet out. That's freaky. That's some freaky ass shit.
I'm a
shit,
freaky ass
bro.
Nigga. I walk with my feet out. No, no, baby.
It's always you, bro.
Oh, my feet out. And
it's
they
you.
Listen, I got ugly feet. Man, zoom in on these bitches, huh?
You gonna just
feet.
Pull them out?
Yeah.
You got more heart, bro.
I got gangster feet. My shit fucked up. Zoom in. Let me give you a tour of these bitches, huh?
God damn, man. You don't give a fuck.
Hell no.
Shit, ass shit, hell.
Real top, they pretty though. If we were to get in the pool, nigga, you gonna be on your jeans and shit. I'm being that motherfucker like them. You know what I'm saying? Having a good ass time. Zoom in.
That's you, bro.
Let me catch you right here.
You got it.
This toenail right here, right? If you zoom in, right? Thicker in a bit, fucked up. Came out. Mama ran over my foot in McDonald's, bro. She told me to get something out the back seat of the car. I had my foot in up under the car. All I heard was, bitch, I said, this bitch just ran over my goddamn foot.
Hey, man.
She just ran over my foot, bro. I'm in the sixth grade, bro. She is at the window playing for the food. I'm still at the goddamn microphone like, this bitch just ran over my goddamn foot, bro. Nigga blowing the horn like, meet me. I'm like, yeah, y'all not gonna see my mama run over my foot. Fuck, I'm in the sixth grade, bro. Did you not see the car go up and then down?
Damn.
That means she ran on my goddamn foot. I swear on everything. So that toenail came off, so that motherfucker been thick ever since. But
for
as
real.
You see, ladies.
You good?
Then got pretty feet. Boom. Then toenail. I wore my partner's shoes in the sixth grade. Fuck my shit up. Nigga, I have never felt that much pain ever in my life. I had an ingrown toenail. Nigga, my toenail was wrapped around my goddamn toe. My auntie is a specialist because she was a caretaker. She used to work for goddamn taking care of old people. She went in there, as you can see, zoom in.
You really showing
up.
Your goddamn ingrown toenail surgery that your auntie did?
Man, listen.
Bro, we got other shit going on.
She
this
went,
is
she
fucking
went in there and grabbed that bitch. Listen, local, y'all shit. Nigga, I bet you got dinosaur feet, nigga. Fuck wrong with you?
That's why I ain't displaying them.
She went in there and grabbed that bitch, huh? Whole toenail came off. I can't let my toenails just look crazy, bro. Yeah, man, cause you got ugly ass feet, man. You fuck wrong with you.
But
yeah, they got ugly feet.
Your shit fucked up too, though.
Yeah, but they pretty fucked up. It's like a ugly bad bitch. Fuck wrong with you. Bitch know she ugly, but she like
got confidence.
She got a sick going on. The bitch a lawyer.
She got a good job.
You ever seen an ugly bitch in a suit? You like, bitch,
where's you going?
Hold on. By the way, you working that suit, man. All right. That bitch look like she got money. That's how ugly bitches look good with money. It do be ugly bitches with money that look good. You be like, that bitch got money.
This segment is dedicated to all the young niggas with granddaddy feet. Don't worry. One day, them shits are going to come in handy.
Listen,
you good, bro. Your put your sock on.
Yeah, bro, my dad had ugly ass feet.
That's a long ass sock.
My mama had ugly ass feet, huh? I seen my mama ain't had no toenail. Nigga, when you go to the nail people and they get your ass four of them white tips, and I'm like, Mom, where that little fifth white tip at? They put a little dot on that bitch. That motherfucker be like,
ah. they had to hold this shit like this.
They had let that bitch drop on that motherfucker. You gotta.
Yo, they be real careful too.
Hey, like here. He said, Mom, trying to put that white dot on there.
Hey, man.
My mama did not have a pinky toenail, bro. And she stayed getting them done, bro. Stay, and you know, the old folks, they keep their toenails out with the sandals that they walk out the salon with. So they soggy as hell. They all to the side. She just out there in the hood. Like, Mom, you got four toenails.
What the fuck?
And she stayed telling her to put the dot on her pinky toenail. She like,
where my dot at? One, two, three. Come here.
Bro, we almost got to hit with them folk. My mama said, I paid for 10 toes, okay? You did 8. I said, Mom, you only got 8. She said, they can make another one.
Hey, man. This nigga bros his own mom.
Oh,
you was
man.
A cold nigga, bro.
She said, I can make him out.
What is your problem, bro? What is wrong with you, man?
Oh, they told her to make another one.
Listen. I'm the fucking with you, dog.
No, well, you gotta shit, see her feet. No,
this shit gotta stop,
bro.
Man. This shit has to stop right now.
I love
now.
My mama, bro, but I always told her that shit. I used to be like, ma'am, you need socks. She'd be like, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Hey, find somebody you can wear your socks with. That's the that's the key to happiness. What'd she say?
She said, you, that's disrespectful. You don't say that to your mother. You don't say that to your mother. That's disrespectful. Go to your room.
I said, I'm telling the truth.
You can't. You can't do that shit, man.
You can't tell old people the truth. It's disrespectful. You can't say your breath stank. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Young man,
go to your room.
Go to your room.
Oh my goodness, y'all is stupid.
Hey man.
Oh.
If we have any good therapists out there that watch the show in the lower Atlanta metro area, could you please reach out to us for some free sessions?
Please, bro.
I have a friend.
Anybody.
Who has a traumatic brain injury. Post-traumatic stress.
I just need to talk. I need to see another group of people who had old parents as well.
Hey, man. What
we need to talk.
What the fuck be going on in your mind?
Bro, it's the truth, bro. It's the truth, bro. That's why I just kept to myself. I said, if this is what she want to do, you can't tell old people shit, bro.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
So you said people with older parents, you want them to reach out.
It's not that.
Set it up so they'll know.
People with old parents, send in the video. All right, just an explanation. I need to know how the number difference.
Right.
You feel me?
And like let me if your parents were older when you they qualify. Had you.
If you and your parents got a 40-year difference, fuck it. 50. I need a 50-year difference. All right, you qualify. I need to know a story, anything, an exciting story, a scary story. It don't matter.
You send know they're going to do it.
And we're going to talk about it. We're going to let them know, hey, man, so-and-so from wherever said his mama was blase, blase, and he found her teeth somewhere.
That happened to me one time, bro. I was drinking some chocolate milk when I was a little boy. Mm. And I had it in a mug. Nigga, I used to be big business. I used to drink my shit out of coffee mug, chocolate milk, bro. Because my grandma, she was a cook at the fraternity. So right. She used to just bring me, like, big old, like, I had the whole bottom shelf of the refrigerator with right. All chocolate milk, bro. On God, it was all chocolate. The drawer, all my chocolate milk, bro. I used to have that shit, and I'd drink it out of mug because I was big business.
Right, you big
that
business.
That was my uncle used to call me, look at big business. Big business, look at big business. So I'm drinking the chocolate milk. And then I look at my mama's company and I go put my shit in the refrigerator, bro. So I come back, I'm drinking my chocolate milk, I get to the bottom of the cup. My auntie thought that it was the cup for her dentures. Dropped the dentures in that bitch. Scared the fuck out of me,
all
my
nigga.
All you
see is gum and teeth.
No, it's just straight look. When I get to the bottom of the cup, all I see is four front teeth. I was like, ah! off! Drop the goddamn cup, run, grab my mama, just start hugging her and crying. She's like, what the fuck wrong with you? Then my auntie walk in the kitchen, my goddamn teeth on the floor. It was a very fucked up day.
Damn. That was scary, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I can tell. That's like, one of the scariest moments
of my life.
I can relate.
Nigga, if you get to the bottom of your glass and you see motherfucking four teeth.
Well, how about this, though? Early in the morning, I gotta go to school, nigga. I go ask my mama, is she gonna cook? Cause one thing about the breakfast, you don't know if you, but you don't put your clothes on, take your ass outside. You talking about some breakfast. But you better eat at school, boy.
Boy, that's the worst shit ever when you wake up late and all the breakfast gone. You can smell it, but it ain't there no more.
It's
the whole house smell like breakfast.
It ain't even fuck that.
Ain't shit left. Ain't an egg, ain't a biscuit.
Getting late to school ain't
only
no
thing left is a greasy ass napkin on a plate. That's it.
Nigga, damn that. You don't know if you're gonna get breakfast. It's like are you in the mood this morning type shit? You feel me? Nigga, I go in the bathroom, nigga. My mama goddamn popped them bitches out. Get the brush and the gone. Thing, I'm just looking. She look at me, she like. Oh my. I said, what did you just say? I said, what you say? She popped the bitch in. I said, back on your goddamn clothes. I said, what the fuck is that? I went to check it back.
Hey, get out. Hey, man.
How y'all just come out?
I ain't doing this
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, I'm in there like, how y'all just do that?
I'm not doing this shit no more. Bro. Don't say shit else, bro. Don't
she
do
that. She said, we ain't put on your goddamn clothes. I said, what? I said, put on your goddamn clothes.
He stopped it. Bro, that shit hurt to laugh at. That shit hurt like right there. Stop, man.
I said, put on your goddamn clothes and hey, get out my face.
Do me a favor. Don't say shit else.
Okay, I have to write that down.
You really had a traumatic experience.
Yes,
up,
bro. Like,
every day.
Yes, bro.
I can't wait to hear what these folks say about the older parents, man.
I can't wait, bro.
Hey, shout out to everybody who went to BlueChew.com and got the Blue Chew pill and fucked the shit out your old lady. I told you, you gonna start listening to me. It's a new year. We on some new shit, bro. You wasn't here when I did the commercial for BlueChew.com.
Yes, I seen it. I seen it. You was like, bruh. Whoever need it,
bruh.
Need to get a BlueChew.
Nah, even if you just want some, sales are up. Get it? Sales are up. Ever since I dropped the commercial.
Going crazy.
I'm a comedian. I'll be here all weekend. Sales are up.
Bring in that money.
What that hat say, my name?
Man, it's a clothing line, man. Talking about Loud Life, I think. You young nigga gave me some clothes and shit.
Yeah.
Y'all go fuck with them. It's about that bud shit. They got some nice shit, though.
Yeah.
I told y'all, I wear shit that I like. So when nigga be bringing me shit in the club, I be like, oh, got some free shit. But I'm like, that shit fire. I be like, hell yeah, I wear that shit.
I wonder
nigga
how...
really be giving me, like, long-ass shirts and knowing I can't wear that shit. Be like, you a small? I knew it, man. But they gonna need 2X, though. I want you to goddamn. I'm like, what, you want me to sleep in this bitch?
Yeah, they do.
Fuck you, want me? Like, they want me to sleep in this shirt, bruh? This motherfucker, I'm in there looking like I'm about to go to church for a church robe. I'm in the club like, bro, you know that motherfucker to my knee, right?
I always
and he still hand it to me. Like, yeah, here you go.
Niggas will give you a big-ass T-shirt and put that bitch on right quick, bruh. This is a 4X. Don't nothing fit but the neck part.
If that motherfucker loose a hair like a blouse.
Your neck fit right around your goddamn neck.
That motherfucker around your shoulder. You walk right out like a bad bitch for real. A bad angel. But you don't sit your head down, motherfucker, around you.
Y'all niggas be having the wrong sizes out here. Stop
it. And be knowing, be trying to size a nigga up off the Instagram. Be like, she on TV, but you look like about 2X.
Boy, I thought you were about 6'4". That's why I bought your XL.
Good life, boy. You skinny than a motherfucker.
Come on, man.
Like, duh, ain't fuck wrong with you. I did be getting in my push-out game.
That's what you been doing?
Yes, sir.
What you eating these days?
Coochie.
Oh, you done found some coochie, nigga?
Yeah, I been had the coochie.
The coochie. Nigga, it's so...
I just been eating.
It's just so rare to find some good coochie these days. Coochie damn near extinct.
Yep. And actually, it's hard to find coochie that want to be given to you.
What? When the last time?
They be like, this coochie, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they be holding back on how good the coochie is. She be like, I ain't really finna give you this good ass coochie man. Like that. I'm just trying to goddamn fuck but my nut gone.
Coochie.
My damn bitch.
It's a lot of pussy in the street, but it ain't a whole lot of coochie, man.
Right. You
know, coochie is a different beast, though. Mm-hmm.
It got a little hair on it. About this much.
Coochie come with problems, my nigga.
Right. That's how you know it good.
Yeah.
That's how you know it good, because ain't nobody going out to no goddamn bad ass coochie. I'm gonna tell you right now. A big leader, that's how you know if your sex like good. Leave the house right now. Lead fellas be like, bitch, I'm out of here. If that hoe don't come outside, bro, you ain't doing shit. Ladies, act like you about to leave the house. Bye, motherfucker. That nigga don't come outside, bitch, your pussy ain't no shit. Nigga be in the window like this. Man. Keep going, man. Keep on.
That's some real shit right there, DC. Nigga ain't gonna let that good pussy just be gone no long
oh,
time.
Oh, hell
no.
Where you at? FaceTime. Turn around. Move it around. I want to see. Hey, you all on FaceTime with a nigga. What's up, bro? What's up? Which way y'all? What club y'all at? Yeah, I'm her nigga. Play y'all. Kill y'all. You like, I don't even want to talk to you no more.
Hey, man. Nigga gotta call that phone, find out where that pussy at.
Where hey. Is my pussy? He ain't saying, how you doing? Hey, baby, how you a bitch? Where you at? Who you with?
He already mad. Hey, you play too goddamn much. Where the fuck you at?
Where that coochie? Where that coochie? It's in the car. All right. You in the club, but the coochie better be in the car.
You should have left that goddamn coochie in
you
the car.
You should have left that coochie here. Nigga ain't playing about that coochie.
Well, that's the worst night ever when your girl go to the club with her girls.
And you know she looking
just
good.
Me, that night you ain't got shit going on. You sitting on the couch just like that, boy.
You all don't
she come
you
out the back fine. Then a motherfucker, she ain't never been this goddamn fine. This motherfucker is beautiful today.
Get what a nigga say. Get what a nigga gonna say. You wearing that to the club.
What? Man, she got glitter and sparkles and shit all on her shoulders. Titties is big, that ass is...
Jerry, you ain't never seen before.
Come
bitch,
on,
you got that Jerry?
She been shopping all day. He been smelling like straight peaches. He been coming out the back smelling like peach cobbler. New shoes.
You like this all tongue. Night at the house.
No panties on. Where the fuck is she going with no panties on?
You watch the story back to back.
What?
Who fucking that? Who fuck is that?
Ain't shit on but first 48 marathon.
Did a thing, though. When don't none of her friends put none on the story, you like, all these bitches up, son. Don't nobody want to record tonight? Y'all, come that's on, all man. Y'all do. Don't nobody want to put none on their story? Hey, oh, these hoes, that's something right here.
Oh, they
don't nobody
want to
put none
real.
On their story.
Nigga.
Uh-huh, these some storytelling motherfuckers. They don't want the world to see what they doing right now? Uh-huh, they up to something.
Oh, nigga. See, niggas think when your girl make it to the club is where the shit jump off. That probably happen only some of the time, nigga. You know
right.
Where niggas be getting fucked off at?
What?
When your girl just come back and be like, we ain't even go nowhere. She done went and got the dick and came straight home.
So did.
Ooh, we got a smoke on that. That's too raw. You see how all the niggas looked up? Everybody in here looked up.
Well, you been out all day.
Boy, that shit gave niggas chill, boy.
Been out
she,
all day, but
she be
go
gone about an hour and a half and then come back and be like, these bitches playing. Like, that's
we
why
ain't
I don't
do
fuck with nobody. Put all that beautiful shit back up.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. When they just getting dropped off with the Uber. Jay getting dropped off with the Uber. You know you ain't go nowhere, bitch.
This
you went over that nigga out.
Bruh, if you meet a chick and she call you in the middle of the night drunk and say come pick her friends up from the club, it could be a bitch that curbs you and never gave you no action. You just got a promotion.
Right.
Sometimes they be having drafts for niggas.
If
you can come through and get everybody to the crib safely, and if you stop by the Waffle House, you in there.
You about to get us a coochie.
Not that night, but you just set yourself up for like some next week coochie.
I'm gonna tell you what you do though. This is how you do that. You have everybody in the car, right? Pull up to the store and be like,
who wants some?
Y'all want some?
Woo! Nigga, we must have went to the same school.
Come on, now we just players, dog.
When you let her homegirl get a purple Mountain Dew and some Funyuns.
What? No, they do what they say. They what they say. Not really, but I'm like, nah, y'all scream, man. Lady for it, man. I know y'all hungry, man. Got to be hungry. I mean, we hungry. Man, you know what? Hey, come in, man. Y'all just come in. Come in, man. Y'all come on.
That's the worst shit, bro.
Oh, he don't want to be. Oh, you want to be seen with us. Let's go in, girl.
You ever
notice
the drunk friend who get the stupid ass food? That's the one who always throw up. Mm-hmm. She always want to get some stupid ass food to eat. Let me get the green veggie wrap.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hot dog machine still up, be loud of hell. Y'all hot dog machine up. Like, bitch, you should have stayed in the car.
Now she throwing up all in your car. Oh, not shit, in the, not in the car.
She threw up in the stove. You like, this bitch. Man, get her. She back there. All on the chip. Nigga in the back like, hey, hey. Get her. Get her. Get her. Bitch, it's fucking up my product.
Hey, that shit be fucked up, man. When you be with a girl.
Man, I can't.
And her friends and her other friend throw up. That is the worst.
But this is the thing, though. If it be deep, it's always one bitch. The rest of the friends about to leave. They like, who is responsible? Your friend, get her. We about to go. I call y'all Uber. I'm not with that. I was like, don't leave her. That's my friend, bitch. Why y'all do that, hey,
the one that get drunk, they always be sick of her shit. See, she always do this.
She just always be so drunk. Take her home. But when niggas get drunk, it like, them niggas got knocked out of the club. Them niggas be getting drunk. They be like, come on, bro.
How did I do it? How did I go? What happened?
Hey, nigga be walking like, damn, nigga got it ass whoop. That nigga drunk. One nigga be had like, stop it, bro. Stop. When white niggas get drunk, they fight each other.
Hey, bro, you can tell you doing, when your partners don't give a fuck about
you. What the fuck is you doing, bro? We're having a fucking good time, shit. Bro. Bro. I'm gonna fucking kick your ass.
Hey, man, you can tell when your homeboys don't give a fuck.
What the fuck? He dead serious. I'm gonna fucking slap you until tomorrow, bro. You're gonna fucking wake up, bro. I'm gonna be sick of this shit, bro. Todd?
You need some white friends if you fucked up.
Need them, because they gonna make sure you... I swear on everything. When I see a group of white motherfuckers that's drunk, all them niggas move like ant pals. It be eight of them niggas, they just... They all struggling with the one white nigga. They together, though. Boom! They argue. Boom, fuck. I'm tired, bro. They just stay together.
They take care of their friends.
With niggas?
See, when
they nigga, slump the nigga on the car and leave. Exactly. Man, nigga be on the hood. With a blunt in the hand, lit. Like, man, leave that fuck nigga, man. He all right. That nigga be all over the tires on the side of the car like this. Like, man, shit. These nigga, man. Nigga be stepping all over these niggas. That nigga, it's 9:30. That nigga drunk early. Man.
That's how you know your partners don't give a fuck about you, man. Your homeboys will never pick you up. They just talk louder to you. Hey, man. Hey. Finna go, man. DC. You need to get up, man. Come on, man. We finna go. Hey. Hey, look at you. Hey, bro. Bruh. This is the go-to move when a nigga fucked up. Bruh. Bro, you tripping, bro. Yeah, bro.
What nigga say?
Hey, get your boy, man.
Nigga, act like you about to get up. What?
That's when you go get the biggest nigga in the... Hey, bro, get your boy, man.
Bro, I don't know. This shit is shocking.
Hey, man, we finna go, man. You grind with us? DC.
What?
Who you riding with? Come on, man. That girl say you can't stay over a house, man. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Pass the blunt, bro. This nigga stuck.
I got two bad bitches in the club.
Come on, man. You round with us?
That one nigga be snapping out that shit.
Come on, bro. You already done threw up on your hat, bro.
That one nigga be like, oh, bullshit.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Early, it ain't but 9:45. We finna go to the club, bro. Come on, man. You ride with us.
Give me some water, bro. Give me some water, bro. Well, blunt it.
Man, fuck that. Turn up, bro. Like
that. Always be a nigga asking for a blunt. Well, blunt it. You get a blunt. Y'all nigga rolled all that weed up. Whoo.
Come on, man. You round with us?
Oh, we gonna get some eat.
We going to club.
What? nigga like, boy, I just went through that shit.
Oh! Let me shake out all. Oh! Can't leave my niggas. I gotta go. Oh!
No. Oh. Nigga get fucked up. It's a whole nother story, man.
Nigga be in the battle. Nigga like, damn, I gotta go, but I can't get up.
A whole nother story.
I ain't gonna lie, OG. This shit shocked the fuck out of me.
You got shocked?
Yeah, this shit shocked me. I told you, you ain't see me keep doing this shit.
Oh, hell. Nigga, you an X-Man now. You gotta get up. Come on, man. Get up, man.
I don't know what it is.
You done electrocuted this nigga, man.
Put that shit to your chin and feel that shit. Your hand ain't gonna work like that.
Shit. Shit.
Some static shit, shot shit.
Man, don't let that shit blow up on you.
Nah, nigga, I thought I had ants on me, nigga. I'm like, man, I don't need ants on the couch. I know this motherfucker came from outside, but I know it been sprayed too.
No.
That motherfucker. I know when niggas doing something wrong,
man.
Ain't no crack.
Much love to everybody who leaves comments on this show. Like the shit. Talk some shit. So let me say something clean. Hey, if you like this show, make sure you like it, subscribe to it, leave a comment. Leave three comments, because the comment that you leave, somebody going to say some shit under it. So you got to say some shit back. You going to let them just say whatever? Come on now. I know you. You like to argue. You might as well go back and see what they said to what you said. Mm-hmm. Somebody liked it, but somebody wanted to argue.
You can be in there arguing like a motherfucker.
But niggas love to argue. Every goddamn day I get on social media, I'm in an argument that I ain't even gave a fuck about. I don't even give a fuck about the other side. I just keep saying what the fuck I want to say. I look and they be like, man, fuck that.
You think? I know some bullshit. They always say, nah, you know.
No,
I know. Nah, I know what.
What?
I know what.
What?
What I know. What I know. Tweet 205. Go on your page, you got one motherfucking post, 300 people you following.
Come on, man.
12 people following you. Who are you? Tweet 305. Why do you feel like you gotta be goddamn?
13 followers, about to tell you how to live your life. Like I just wake up some days and be like, you know what I need? A nigga with 76 followers to tell me what's funny. I need a nigga who just has insight on what's going on in the world. Who can help me decide what's funny?
You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Like a bitch thinks she can hit you and be like, that ain't funny. Like you gonna delete it. You right. Fuck it.
You right.
Bitch, like I'm here for your entertainment. Bitch, what if it's just for me to remember?
I'm not here for you.
Sometimes I throw some bullshit out just to see who really fucking with me.
Right.
Like some stupid ass
shit. Cause I'm only here for people who fucking with me.
Nigga.
Ah!
I'm talking about some straight bullshit that I know don't mean nothing.
Don't mean shit.
Just to see who really fucking with me. A monkey could never be a giraffe.
And a nigga be like, right, Lo. That let you know a nigga on the team.
Right.
And then another nigga be like, bro, man, why the fuck you always posting stupid shit? See, you don't fuck with me, bro. Get the fuck out of my page,
You
bro.
Don't know me.
I would've went up under there like, nigga, I'll never be a giraffe. Cause I fuck with you. Why would I go against what the fuck you talking about?
Come on, nigga. The fish can't swim with the motherfucking birds.
The birds only get to the water just so they can take a bird bath. Come on, I'm with you.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying? Come on, man.
I seen a snakeskin horse the other day.
That's a bad bitch. Did it have long hair?
Yeah.
Or did it have a lace front on?
He fucking had his eyelashes and shit. And he kept doing like this.
He was like,
that shit was cold though.
So damn, do you think horses, like male horses, be bad bitches too? Cause you know they.
Bruh, this is what people don't understand.
They still gallop.
It's the weed. Check this out. Animals know what the fuck humans are.
Right. I know they see it like they go to fuck nigga.
Bruh, dogs think that they own us.
Right.
People say I'm walking my dog. Dogs look at other dogs and be like, you see me walking my human, nigga?
Right.
Yeah, man.
Cause the dog in front.
Yeah, I be protecting this little nigga. He's scary. He's scared somebody gonna come in the house. So I be like, woo, 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 woo. That's why dogs bark at each other. They be like, oh, they just playing. They be like, this is what I be doing to protect this scary ass nigga. Woo, 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 woo. And I be like, yeah, 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 yeah. He's like, nigga, that's enough. Nigga, that is enough.
Right.
They believe I'ma do something if something happen. I want a motherfucker to steal me. These niggas feed me dog food.
Every time.
Come on, bro.
Look at this nigga. Watch this shit. Told you.
Come on, bro.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Dogs are smarter than people, my nigga.
Right. Like, have you ever walked your dog and be like, go pee? And that motherfucker be like,
no.
I don't feel like right here. Matter of fact, come over here. You ever say your dog yank you? You be like, all right. Your dog be like, nigga, oh, here. Like, all
right. I'm uncomfortable right
here. This where you want to go? I'm going to go over here. All right, go over here.
That dog's way smarter than him.
I guess this where you want to go pee at, motherfucker. You here walking me.
I tell you. I can't pee over here, man. Be kids and shit over here.
Right. Come anyway. They dead. Come anyway. You walk right with it, stupid ass.
Yeah, because we right? Dumb like that.
Right. Oh, like when Squirrel getting, like, running the street and be like, man, really, car's supposed to start for Squirrel.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Why you think animals run away when they see humans, nigga? Because they heard about how fucked up humans are, nigga.
Right.
Oh! Niggas, human.
Get the fuck on.
Get the fuck out of there.
You think squirrel deaf?
No, nigga, squirrels.
Squirrels be like, bruh. I'm finna see if I can beat it.
I'm telling you, we this close.
I be like, why would he wait?
We really this close to being into it with squirrels, nigga.
I'm telling you,
bro. Squirrels are getting more and more bold. They running up on humans like, what's up, nigga? Like, I'm not doing all that runaway shit, nigga.
Right.
I stay right there, nigga. It's on site, nuts all in your yard, boy.
It's my shit. Fuck you talking about?
Fuck is you saying? I got three baby mamas in this goddamn tree. I don't want no smoke, but if you want some.
But it could be some. You know I come in your house, you know them nigga get on your roof and be like. Yeah. Like I'm on your shit, nigga, like I can get in your
but
house.
But the way that they hold and nothing, they look up like, man, take your ass to work, boy.
This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Man. This nigga here, man.
He looking at me, y'all. What? And the crazy part about it, we don't never have a conversation. We always stare at him. Anytime we lock out, we be like, and they just be like, who the fuck gonna say something fire?
Hey, I'm telling you.
Like, y'all niggas that always stare. Like, that's the myth. Humans and squirrels stare at each other.
animals get away, know what humans are. Check this out. I'm about to fuck your head up.
Go ahead.
You ever notice that birds shit on cars and never the parking lot?
I don't even remember going in that. A nigga going in that though.
I don't remember a nigga going in that though either.
Who that is?
Who that? Oh, get your ass out of there.
Got there. Say something, buddy. Your ass sitting back. Your ass about to get hit in this motherfucker, boy.
Edit that part out.
They ain't gotta edit that motherfucker.
Yeah, they do. For me.
Okay.
Yeah, for me. I don't need people to know.
Yeah. All right.
Shit. What might happen.
Yeah.
Where the fuck you go in there?
Oh, he went that way.
Ain't no other door in there, though.
Right.
It ain't. Only one door in there, bitch.
No, you remember that door that we never went through? It looked like it's...
See, she
know. It did? I don't remember that shit. You know what?
I don't trust that shit.
They did. He did.
It might be two of them niggas.
He said it might be two of them niggas.
Now, if that nigga walk out of that bitch and come back, we out this bitch.
Real talk. I ain't gonna lie. I'm walking straight up out that motherfucker. If he just come out the bathroom, I'm be like, you know what? I'm following your ass this time. I just seen it's two people.
You ever seen a motherfucker who look exactly like another motherfucker? I'm talking about like exactly like
you
another.
You know what? We all related some type of form or fashion, bro.
I don't think all humans the same kind of humans.
Me either. It's a different type of like vibe and tribe. Like you got the tribe down there that like to party and shit. And you got the tribe over here that all these niggas like to do is smoke hippies.
Right.
Get high type shit. Then you got this tribe motherfucker. They just like to fuck. Them motherfuckers be fucking.
But what about
like,
the intelligent tribes who make books and hunter gatherers?
Right.
Somebody was being responsible, DC.
Right.
Don't ever leave those people out.
Right. What about the tribe that kept everybody together? You know? The people who had their head on right. Those tribes. So you gotta think about it. Our tribes was like smokers and players. You feel me? We knew our land.
We was already
we had
here.
Our already
we
had
was already on the American
yeah, we was
land.
Already
we
here.
Was chilling. We was standing there just like that when them niggas pulled up.
Who the fuck them niggas is? They got guns, y'all. We got sticks and stones around them.
I had the Indian bitches, bro. Oh,
put
shit.
Put them up, shout.
Come on, man. Let go.
And get how they came back. Who on this land over here?
Shit, we do. Yeah, that shit.
Name a lot. Not anymore. That's how they used to take shit. Who on this land over here?
Nobody.
We do.
Nobody.
Well, not anymore.
The Indians were gangster when they asked who owned the land. They were like, nigga, God owned that shit, bro. This ain't ours. I mean, we live here, but that God shit, you can't own the land, stupid ass.
Right.
Now, that's some gangster shit if you
that
think about it.
That is some gangster, because get what, still to today, I say, how do they got records of all this land we got? Who is to say that this land right here belongs to Comcast right here? Who say that this land right here belongs? Like, when you ride past the woods and you be like, who own that shit?
Hey.
Can I just walk over there and just put some shit up?
Hey.
And just be like, I paid for it. And they be
you
like,
know
to
who? Own that shit?
I paid somebody.
I'll tell you who owned that shit.
Who owned?
The Queen of England, nigga.
She owned all those spaces.
She owned more land than anybody on earth.
Think so?
I know so. Go, go, let.
That's why she queen. That's why she run the world, nigga.
Edit that part out. No, it's bullshit. Yeah, for real. That's real. They do. The royal family owned more land than anybody on fucking earth. That's a fact.
So what about Prince Charles and all them?
That's folk? Them.
That them whole folk?
Yeah, that's them. You see, Prince Charles and them, they got more land than anybody. They been running shit.
They gangster.
Who you think run shit in the world?
The people who own the bank?
Come on, man. Who you think own the bank?
Everybody 11 or more folks.
Boy, we in the 13th grade right now. We better stop before they cut our show. They'll fucking flag their video and be like, nope, these niggas starting to learn too much.
Yeah, yeah, don't put too much out there.
They, yeah, they said,
we
nope,
can't educate the world nope, on too much. They'll be like, those niggas know a little too what? Much.
You go on TV and have everybody on some thinking shit, fuck you thinking, and then it's crazy. Now black people woke them up.
That's why I be looking at all these moves. I be like, they saying too much.
Bruh.
We gonna see how this shit play out, though.
Yeah,
and we gonna know. I'm like, you know why?
He ended up like that, right? When you
that last movie was retarded.
I'm telling you, when you go corporate, nigga, they gonna have all kind of fucking catchphrases for you to say.
Mm-hmm.
You have a fucking deal with Bush baked beans.
And then you gonna be roasting the nigga and be like, fuck you beans. That'll go hard.
Right.
That'll go hard.
Fuck you beans. Hey, that lit. Fuck you beans. Hey, eat the
now,
beans.
Now if you get that bitch, I need 10%. I'm I just got pitching you. Again. My bad.
Right, that's right.
I'm pitching
you know,
again.
You know what I'm supposed to do.
Do we have any snacks?
No.
She done laid down. You can't never hang. You can't never hang. You can't never hang.
Give these people some positive motivation before we get out this.
Gotta
bitch.
Start. Being prayed up and just stay up, yeah.
Some people don't understand. You got to hear good shit in a tone. Because sometimes just talking to a nigga.
Take your time and talk to him.
Because sometimes talking to him don't get it sometimes. You ever just try to talk to a young nigga and you can tell when he ain't listening, he just, like, look for real, shawty, you got, you know what I'm saying? You get your shit together, he like.
Yeah,
I'm like, look. Stay prayed up. You gotta stay up. He like, damn, bro. I'm like, bro, that's all I had to do to get your stupid ass in this.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's like it's a different approach. It's a different approach. You gonna fuck him up. It's a psychological. I never knew. I hated science.
It's a what?
It's a psychological.
There you go.
Yeah. Did I get it right this time?
Psychological, but you
psychological.
Psychological.
Psychological. But you ain't really psychological if you psychological.
Oh,
you
know come on, nigga. Ooh, hey, nigga, I feel like you're going through a metamorphosis.
Real talk.
Yeah.
So I try to tell nigga, listen, man, it's just a different approach, man. You feel me? I did not really like science growing up until I understand how much science is really, I'm using science today. You feel me? Or more so, I'm just saying that it's science.
You gotta because it's your science, bro.
It's like when you're dealing with energy and
that's science. Chemistry.
Right. Yep. You see what I'm saying? So it's like.
And the chemistry will affect your biology.
And it affects your whole hemisphere.
Come on now.
You see what I'm saying? Then that when your neurons and all that shit start being tangled in your shit fucked up.
That's why I became a herbalist.
You dig what I'm saying?
And a botanist.
And I just came, I don't want to say the wrong word.
Right. I study a little hermetology, too.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I was always good at economics.
I know it. Yeah, academics.
Right.
Probably was your...
But economics, it was more so with the economy and shit. Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like the growth. That's when... That was like my first business class. I was like...
You know why I believe
this
you?
This shit is nice.
You know why I believe you? Because you're strategic like that.
Right. You dig what I'm saying? See, when you start putting them shit on them plots and them diagrams and shit, what I'm saying, you got to know the difference and know the common and know what brings them together and what knows what separate them. You dig what I'm saying? It's kind of like
I dig what you're saying because I know that you haven't even reached the plateau of the conversation.
Right. You dig what I'm saying? And then when I acknowledge the unspoken.
Come on now.
You dig
I
what
like
I'm
the
saying?
Way you craft what you're saying.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So when I acknowledge the unspoken and then enhance it, you feel what I'm saying? And really bring it into my term of living and enhance what I got going on.
Right. Because your verbal.
You can't do nothing but progress.
Yeah, your verbal penmanship speaks for itself.
Dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you understand the real meaning of adversity and not
diversity.
Just talking. But you understand, but you got to understand the real meaning of adversity, but knowing that you need diversity.
Right.
But you got to understand, even though you need diversity, you still got to understand who you is and make sure that you protect your people.
But don't never let it become a conflict of interest where you can't focus in an unstable environment.
Right.
First of all, because if you're in a toxic environment, You gonna absorb all that toxicness.
But one thing you gotta
toxicality is the
word. But one thing you gotta know about toxic environment that it's always a way to waste.
Right.
Dig what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't let the toxic mix in with your spiritual emotion.
Come on, bro.
You dig what I'm saying? Cause once you start becoming something that you're not, then your spirit has changed.
Under no stipulations will I be, you know what I'm saying?
You dig what I'm
manipulated.
Saying?
Manipulated.
You can't be manipulated.
I cannot.
But,
I refuse to.
But when you understand that it's a game that is trying to manipulate you, get what you do, you manipulate the game back.
See, you studied the literature. That's what separated you from the rest of the nigga. You studied the literature.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So it might not be wordplay. It might be your tone and how you phrase it.
Psychologically.
You see what I'm saying? It might be your tone and how you phrase it. See, a nigga might can just try to adjust the situation and try to turn it against you. But then when you stand firm on the true obligation.
What? Now you're gonna speak on true obligation.
Yeah. Cause you gotta never forget the real meaning of why you stepped into it in the first place.
See, that was magnificent the way you structured it, but now I'm about to break it down to the rhinoplasty.
Cause now I'm listening.
You feel me?
I'm listening.
You said a lot of things that piqued my interest, but I did see some flaws in your argument, but I'm not here to criticize.
Okay.
Because I know that you're critically acclaimed, and I'm just a scholar of the knowledge.
Okay.
But when I seen that you was coming deep from the Old Testament of the literature, you touched me inside my metaphysical, and then my spirit jumped into the unnatural realm.
Right.
So then I'm all over the place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Metaphorically.
Right.
But see, I'm still lyrically adjusting to what you said verbally.
Right.
Right. But my audio was coming in crispy clear, analog, and never digital. But then when it went digital, I was like, now I see where the young brothers broadcasting from. You was on Jupiter while I was on Mars.
Right.
Parking cars, eating candy bars with superstars.
The crazy part about it, we was eating the same thing.
Come on.
Focky beans.
Waffle House. The house.
In the house.
That is
making
the
waffles.
The whole time.
You feel me?
From scratch.
That's how they started it. They said, what we gonna call it? And motherfuckers said, kss. Waffle.
Bag fat coming this fall.
We some bad motherfuckers.
Come on, man. I'm pitching this shit to Fox about this white family that moved to the hood to save money so they can ball. Young white couple found an old crib in the middle of the hood on like Zillow or some shit.
Come on, let me write on it.
I'm telling you, I think it'll go.
I know it'll go.
Right.
What you gonna call it? We'll speak on it. Great idea, though.
It might be on Netflix. I feel like it's a Netflix series about gentrification.
Everything Netflix.
Six episodes, it makes sense. Like you shoot half the series from the white side, half from the black.
And right. They still go through what we go through.
Right.
It don't matter what it don't matter who you with, we finna show you where
that's
you
the at. Show. That's when the hood getting gentrified, the niggas who was able to afford to stay having to live in the same hood that used to be the hood with the white neighbors.
Now guess who got to adjust?
The man downstairs who owned the deli. I was just pitching. I'm still rolling.
You ain't bullshit.
Come on, man.
Because that's who keep everybody together, because he the maintenance man.
That's the name of the show. He the maintenance man. But you don't never know who the fuck they talking about.
Right.
Unless you watch the first episode.
Right, because he like Bubba. And he come in catchy. Every now and then.
It's going to look good on the merch.
What?
He the maintenance man?
He the maintenance man.
Come on, bro.
And he white.
That's good Morning America type shit.
Come on.
Cussing on this.
We ain't bullshit.
A little bit, but not just grown people cussing.
He only get called the nigga.
Nobody ever say fuck.
Nigga, stop playing.
Right, but they don't say fuck.
Right.
When they say nigga, it's a whole episode about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's saying it in different spaces.
Because,
you know, your differences are what make you the same.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody
white
got
people
similarity.
Think we don't know they be saying nigga.
We know they say nigga.
We know they say nigga.
They say it. We can tell every time they see us, they do that little hey nigger face.
Oh. How
as soon as they see us, that's that hey nigger.
That's the guilt.
That's the hey nigger face. It's, hey,
no, nigger. That's the I've been saying nigger face.
Yeah, that's the hey nigger face.
Oh. There's one right there.
Type. Yeah, that's that. Hey, nigga.
They play a game called Spot a Nigga, and that's what they be doing. Like, there's one. I'm up.
Right.
Look, I saw 16 before you.
Right. Bingo. Bitch, ain't no cock roll by.
Come on,
who
man.
You bingoing on?
I don't know. I think white people are very strange, though.
Rare.
Right. They hate us so much, but then they love us at the same time.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Ain't
like
it's
like a Gemini Taurus type shit.
Like, these motherfuckers, for real. Like, what if niggas really just got fed up and left? Just left. Like, man, we out this bitch. And all the niggas left.
They'll miss us.
Bro, what you think they'll do to get us to come back?
Shit.
They gonna do shit?
Because we won't come back.
About how long you think it'll take for them to start missing us? Like, we just left. Like, they don't know where the fuck we
it'd
went.
Be like,
we just went somewhere else.
We just get the fuck home.
They don't know where the fuck we went. They just woke up. Like they just woke up Monday and all of them just gone. We just dipped on their ass.
Go outside. Go knock on Tyrone though. I don't hear the dog. I don't hear anything. Nobody. Cause you know the atmosphere changed when ain't no niggas around.
Right.
Don't smell any barbecue. I don't smell anything. I don't smell any
man,
smoke.
Man, I got to work in 10 minutes. There wasn't no traffic.
There wasn't no nothing. There wasn't no, ain't nobody outside. Ain't no,
What the fuck going on?
You know, white people don't go outside. They only go outside to run dogs. So it's like, we start everything. That's how you know it's time to go to school.
That shit made me cry. That'd be a beautiful day. We just wake up and everybody gone. We ain't told them shit.
We ain't told
them shit. Cold part, we ain't took no flight.
Crazy part about it, we watching them the whole time. Look at these niggas, man.
They missing it like a motherfucker.
Just at the border in Canada, just looking at their goofy ass look for us.
They had all the spots we used to hang out at. AutoZone, everywhere. Hey, Dell.
Nobody want to fix some cars today?
You know what would happen if all the black folks left?
What?
The whole United States would turn into fucking Utah.
Or Wyoming.
Oh, you know what? Nope. I got one that's better. I met one person from there out of my whole life. North Dakota. It'll turn into a Dakota. Like, mm-hmm. Who the fuck you know stay in Dakota? North or the South?
Nobody.
They stay there. Nigga, it's somebody at the border like, where the fuck you going? You ain't going to no other state. You born in North Dakota, you stay in North Dakota. Who you know in North Dakota? South Dakota?
Nobody.
I ain't got a book in there yet.
I don't think they fuck with us, bro. It's a lot of Native Americans and shit up there.
For real?
Yeah. Now,
they stay out of the way too, then.
Yep. And some white people are like, hiya, DC. Hiya.
I'd be scared. Hiya. Hiya. I'd be scared of that shit. But all white people ain't bad, though. That's the thing, though.
When I ever said that?
I ain't said that either.
I ain't never said that.
I know they feel the guilt.
I swear,
my partner said, I got a joke about this shit, right? He said, you die, bro, you come back. I said, so, bro, what you scared of to come back to be? He said, bro, to be under, bro, I'm scared to be white, bro. I said, why? He said, bro, think about it, bro. Everywhere you go, it's always somebody like, let's give it up for the black people, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the best life. This is the best skin tone. Fuck everything else. And everybody in there like, yep, you're right. Fuck everything else. Like, everywhere you go. He like, bro, I don't want to feel that shit every day.
You just don't know the place black like, men go. They probably got some shit where they got it. They got it. Wait, just know, if you think that shit is an accomplishment, they got some shit 10 times better than that. White men got a secret club. The only white man can get in, and you gotta lift the brick at Joey's bar and walk under the bar, and everybody get their dick sucked. That's how they get down. Hi, who are you?
I'm Steve. Yeah, you play dick suck golf? Yeah. I'm gonna go get three more. I've been around the room twice. All right, man, you know I'm a doctor. If you ever need anything, take my card. Hold on. Let me get it from my pants. Hold on. No, keep sucking, bitch. Hold on. Yep. Ring around the rosy, blow it on her nosy.
And they high five each other, man. Everybody sit around and talk big business, too. And they all in a dick sucking club. They got them all over America, Arizona, New York, one in Denver. They in the airport and shit. That's why they got them little secret rooms. You don't know what go on back there?
Hell no.
Bro, every building got some places niggas can't go. Just know that. It's a secret shit.
For real. I don't want to go in.
You don't need to be in there. You don't know what they doing the best shit. They got sandwiches with avocados and cheese and no meat. Shit that niggas just don't enjoy.
Ooh, watching Cheers.
Cucumber
and shit.
Water.
Watching Cheers.
Friends.
Right.
And everybody get a pair of slippers.
Really?
Supper's always done.
Damn.
All the things that white people enjoy.
Really
they got truck you. Magazines. Bass Pro, they fishing all day on TV. It's all type of shit.
You talking about they fishing all day on TV?
They got dogs in there for the stress. The dogs come, you just pet the dog and let the dog lick all in your face.
Ah,
they
man.
Love that shit.
That's great. That's wild, huh? I don't want to go to a club like that. White friends, my white friend, don't take me to no club like that.
You don't know how they get down, bro. It's some secret shit going on, is all I'm saying. Secret shit. Secret shit.
Keep that shit a secret.
Secret shit. Secret shit. Secret shit. Secret shit is going on all around the world. You'll never find out because you're black or not black. See, something. God won't even let me tell you how black you are. I don't know.
We're blacker than the most.
All right, man. We got to get the fuck out of here. It's about that time.
We locked and loaded.
What do you want to promote today?
Shit, man. We thugging. Shit,
just on tour, man. DC Young Fly Fishing, man. Go get them motherfuckers.
Man, tell these motherfuckers where you be when you be gone, because they be thinking I'm lying. Bro. For some reason, every time you, I tell you, this how the shit be. Every time I do an episode of him, and you ain't here,
right
niggas
now.
Be like, man, they done fell out. Where that nigga at?
Hell nah, nigga. I be on the road. They bullshit. I gotta book my flight right now.
Yeah, book that goddamn flight, man.
I gotta go.
Chad, stop acting like you're doing something. You ain't doing shit.
Damn,
shout out to Chad, man. The ladies asked why we don't show Chad. That is him. He's over there not doing shit, scratching. Nigga got scratched. It's my dog, dude. We'll fuck you up about Chad. You booking the flight, man? Mm-hmm. No, he really doing some work. Then he pulled the trap phone out so he used the calculator. I don't know what the fuck that is. Just real niggas and shit like that. Before we leave, I got to tell you this. Stay focused. Don't ever believe shit nobody say about you. However busy you are, you need to be busier. You ain't busy enough. That could be the number one source of most of your problems. Get busy. Fuck what people say about you. Pay attention to what they trying to pay about you. Lord have mercy. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. We didn't come here to be friends. We came here to get this money and fuck these hoes. Not literally. I'm talking about the hoes of life. Like, I feel like the bills, that's one of our hoes. The insurance, the lights, all that. Them all our hoes. Those are the hoes that we fucking now. Like, trying to own this home, we gonna fuck that hoe. Definitely gonna need a new car. Yeah, we gonna fuck that hoe too. We just, you know, it's all about to come up when we get it. And then we do it. Guess what we just did? Come on now, follow me. Don't get lost. Stay close. Shit. Your flight book. Come on, man. We gotta go and get the fuck up out of here, bro. Tell these folk bye, bro.
Hey, man, y'all know the fuck going on, man. Go keep your boy. See your guy. All right. All the time. Well, woo. That's your girl high. Woo.
What you doing over there?
I ain't playing with your dog. Playing with the kid toy. About to take DPFO. Come on, if you need shit. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Yes.
What?
I'm finna buy another one.
Damn.
I'm finna take this one.
Bro, before we go, let me ask you one more thing.
What's up, my name?
Is Stealing coming back?
Nah, yeah, I'm talking shit. Stealing better not be. It depends, though, if you take some shit back that belong to you.
Bruh.
If you take some shit and then you get even with a nigga.
Oh. Because I saw where you was going at first. I'm definitely one of those people who believe in stealing your shit back.
Yeah,
like, if somebody steal your
if
shit
it's worth
and you
amount,
know it's yours.
If it's equal amount, if somebody got some shit from you, and it's equal amount, get your shit back, my nigga.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Or get back plus interest.
Get your shit.
Get
steal your shit back.
Get your shit plus interest.
Because even MJG said, when the girl said, would you steal from me? He said, yeah, if that shit belonged to you. So I'm 100% a fan. Of stealing your shit back. Like if you see somebody with your shit and you know for 100% that's yours, I think you should take it from them.
Right.
But I don't think you should just steal somebody's shit who look like your shit. Unless you a stealer. I know that's a whole different person. And I'm not judging nobody. I know everybody got their own form of street shit that they do. Like it's people who sell drugs and then it's niggas who steal and rob and that's what they into. Then some niggas gamble. They don't do none of that street shit, but they be with all the street motherfuckers, but they just gamble and live the street life. And then, you know, it's a whole bunch of other motherfuckers on the underworld. But we don't have time to get into all of that. And a lot of underworld shit is starting to happen in the mainstream, and people don't know how to respond to it.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But it's a lot of shit that's going on at night that a lot of people are just very underworld. Like this shit. This is the 85 South Show. My name is Carlos Miller, sponsored in part by S Curls. S Curl Wave Kit. Get you one, my name. This is 96. What you say?
Are we locked low? You know the fuck going on with this young fly? We ain't bullshitting with a nigga.
No, you know, we talk that shit, but we got a lot of important things about to happen. Stay tuned, stay focused. Chad, big shit about to pop off, man.
Hey, y'all going to, what you call it?
Joe, big shit popping up. What?
I can ride back from South Carolina.
Yeah, we got to come. It's only like a 4-hour ride.
Yeah, man. What you taking up there?
Y'all coming from New York, right?
Charleston.
Yep.
North Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, we can drive back.
Hey, good night, folks. I'll see you good folks next time. We're out of here. Night, night. Sleep tight. Everybody left? They left us in? What time is it?
85.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.